This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Vacation alert from the three-row Jeep Grand Cherokee L. Mama and Papa want to go hiking. Los abuelos want to relax at the beach. And the kids want to go to the amusement park. With seating for up to seven, you and your loved ones can enjoy all these adventures and more. Jeep, there's only one. Visit Jeep.com to learn more. Jeep is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Hey, bitches.
Hi.
I feel like the bitchiest bitch of all today.
Why?
Because I'm on my period and I typically have a lot of like pain and discomfort in general on my period, but I haven't really consistently worked out probably since the beginning of this year. And I started working out again and my body is so sore. I am in so much pain, like between my period and just being sore from working out. I don't even want to get out of bed. I don't know what to do with myself right now.
Well, you're not in bed, so that's good.
No, well, yeah. I'm sitting in the next room. But I've been needing to, like, go to the store and, like, get some grocery and Christmas shopping done. And, like, yes, I can order it online, but I always think it's, like, better to get into the store and walk around, like, get a little exercise. But I don't know. I just feel like I'm dying. And I think I might be getting sick on top of that because I just came up the stairs to record this and I was out of breath. And I know I'm not that out of shape. Like, I'm not in shape right now, but I'm not like lose your breath with one flight of stairs out of shape. I don't know. So I'm just not feeling great, but I'm excited to do this because this is going to be fun.
Hell yeah. Well, first of all, Mercury is in retrograde right now, so
I don't understand.
Everyone is having a weird time. It's like the end of year, like everyone I know is going through something right now, whether it's minor, getting sick, everything. It's just like that time of year. So, but you know what? The new year's coming up soon, so that's always like a good, hopeful time. I love the new year.
Ryan, like I love Christmas and stuff so much, but I think I obviously loved it more as a kid than I do now, even though I like doing for Alex. But Ryan said the other day, like, I hate Christmas because it's just so much stress and so much money and like just too much going on. And I was like, I feel that. Like, I definitely don't hate Christmas, but I get it. It is so overwhelming. And I'm just like tired emotionally, physically, everything.
It shouldn't be. People stress themselves out and go into debt like for giving people presents that they don't need. Mm-hmm. Like, it's such a stupid. Yeah, like I've said this before, but you know, my family hasn't exchanged gifts since I was probably in high school because it's just like, for what? We all have jobs. We all make good money.
Right. You can have whatever you want.
If we want or need something, we just buy it for ourselves. And
I know.
I think that Christmas is for little kids anyways. It's different when you have kids and they're excited that Santa came and all that stuff.
Right.
You know what I mean? So like, you know, I'm obviously living on the other side of the country now. So it's like, I'll send a gift to my nephew. But it's like, besides that, it's like, what the fuck is Christmas? Like, what's the point of it, you know?
Yeah, and I understand getting kids Christmas gifts, but yeah, I feel the same as you do. Like, I don't want to get another adult who can purchase their own items a gift. And then you end up, the problem is, like, you have so many people to buy for that you can only afford to spend a little bit of money on each person, and then you end up giving them crap because it's not anything that's worth anything because you spent $10, $15 on it, you know? So it's like, I told my sister-in-law, like, I'd really like to do just like a Secret Santa next year. Because as it is right now, and then also for me, because My family didn't do gifts except for the kids. And then also, I don't have a whole lot of family. So then I got into this family that everybody should be buying gifts for everyone. And it's so weird to me.
It's stupid. It's so fucking excessive. I Secret Santa, I get. I like the idea. Everyone getting together, everyone
Yeah,
gets
one
one gift.
person,
You
one, yeah, you buy for
pick the
them
money amount
specifically.
so that everyone gets an equal gift. And it's just like something fun to do. I get it, but I think that, the holidays should be about like getting together with like as Ricky from the Trailer Park says, it's about getting drunk and stoned with your friends and family. It's not about
Perfect.
who has the better gift. It's so stupid anyways, because you end up going home, like you said, with all this crap. It's like, I don't want a gift basket from the dollar store. You know what I
I
mean?
know. And it, yeah. I just had a total PTSD moment. Gosh, I will never forget this. This makes me want to cry every time I think about it. I had a memory pop up on my Facebook of a gym Christmas party that I went to years ago. And we did not Secret Santa, but White Elephant. And so, the hardest part about parties and stuff like this is that people are never on the same page. Like, you've got people that will spend $100 on liquor, and then you've got other people who are just like, I can't afford to do that. I want to do something, but I don't want it to be lame. And so somebody brought in for their White Elephant gift. It was like hand painted thing, something that they made. And the person that opened it, as soon as they opened it, they were like, oh, like they thought it was a gag gift. And so there was laughing and comments. I'm like, my stomach is churning right now just thinking about it, because it just heartbroken to think of that person who like couldn't afford to go out and buy something or really wanted to do something handmade from the heart. And like gave of themselves, and people assumed it was a joke.
That's fucked up.
Doesn't that suck? And then those people kind of like realized, like, because I think they said, oh yeah, I painted that or whatever. Then they realized it wasn't a joke. And then everyone was uncomfortable. Like, it's just, oh, I hate it. I hate it so much. But I don't even know where I was going with that. I think I just had that memory pop into my head.
Oh my God. How big of a piece of shit would you feel if you were the person that did that?
Oh,
Oh my
that's
God.
why you can, unless you're literally opening up a dildo, like you can't think that things are gag gifts, or you should be able to do like a gag gift only or whatever. It's just so much.
Yeah, I just like also, I feel like I have Christmas PTSD as well, more from like when I was a kid, because like, it's not like my family was like poor, like I never went without, but we also weren't like a super well-off family or whatever, like very middle class. And I had good Christmases. Like I always got a decent amount of stuff. Like my mom would always plan ahead and go Christmas shopping earlier in the year and stuff. So I always had a decent amount of things under the tree, usually like, one big gift, like an MP3 player at those times,
Oh,
or,
yes.
and like a bunch of little stuff and stockings and whatever. But I would have friends I remember that had more money than me, like come to my house and I'd show them my gifts and they'd be like, that's all you got. And like, I just remember, like, it's so fucked up. And I totally agree with, like, on Facebook and stuff, when you see the posts, like, make sure you don't tell your kids that the big gifts are from Santa. Like, you make sure that they know those ones are from you, because then other kids are like, well, why didn't Santa bring me this?
Yeah, why did Santa bring me something so much smaller than, was I not as good as Timmy next door?
Him. I just laugh
Actually,
because in the Vanderpump Rules subreddit, they refer to Tom Sandoval as Tim.
why? Oh, because he's Tom. Okay.
Just because it's stupid. And then they call Brock broke. Broken Sheena.
Oh.
Anyways.
And it is kind of like, I always have to bring it back to like religion or something, because I was just thinking, like, you know, you have Santa, and Santa knows when you're naughty or nice, and he's keeping track of all of your sins and transgressions. And if you're good enough at the end of the year or at the end of your life, you'll either get presents or go to hell. So, or like go to heaven. Like the parallels between Santa and Jesus
Yeah.
is it's pretty uncomfortable, actually.
Yeah, totally.
How did Santa do gifts at your house? Did he wrap them? Were they usually stocking stuffers?
Yeah, wrapped gifts, but my mom was never one of those. Like, even with the gifts that were like quote unquote from mom, not from Santa, like she never put them under the tree beforehand, so we couldn't like walk around and feel them. So every single gift I got was hidden, and it wasn't until I woke up on Christmas morning and saw everything under the tree.
Oh, that's exciting. That's fun.
Yeah, Christmas
We
was good
always,
times back then.
yeah, we always did like, I always pretend that Santa did the stockings, and you know, you don't wrap stuff in the stockings, and it's usually my favorite stocking stuffers still to this day would be awesome. Face wash, skincare stuff, shaving cream, razors, whatever. Like my mom used to put stuff that I needed in my stocking stuffer. And that was so much fun because then you didn't have to pay for it yourself and you were going to need it
Yeah.
anyways. Is
That's
that
like,
the kind of stuff that you would get in your stocking?
yeah. And you know what? Blair's mom does that for us every year. Like, she actually sent us our stockings, so we like have them under
Oh,
the tree
that's
ready to
so
like
sweet.
open up on Christmas morning. But that's what she does for us every year. Like, she'll get us like presents too, like little things, but then she'll always do like, the toothbrush, toothpaste, razor, shaving cream, all that stuff. So, always look forward to that, because then it's like you always have something on deck for like the next couple months.
It's the best. It's the best. 'Cause you know, like it always feels like you run out of all that like personal hygiene stuff at the same time. So you're like, oh, great. Now I get to go like buy face wash, moisturizer, shaving cream, razors, shampoo, conditioner. It's like everything that I have to have right now is going to cost me forever amount of money. So
Yeah.
those are the best.
Gonna go
Those are
to
the best.
Shoppers and spend $500.
Is Shoppers like a Walmart?
Shoppers is like a CVS.
Oh, yeah,
Like, it's
like
like
that
a
last minute
drugstore,
run.
but it's like a drugstore, full drugstore, but they also have a huge makeup selection and like huge skincare selection as well.
Nice.
Yeah.
The Targets at you, because you guys don't have Target, right?
No, we
The
did for a little
Targets.
bit, but they got rid of them.
Wow. They must not have been that successful, I guess.
There was some like controversy with it. I forget what the hell happened, but this was like, I don't know, maybe a decade or so ago. They were here for a couple years and then they just like got rid of them. But they weren't like the United States Targets. Like, they were more like expensive and like higher end, whereas like
They
when
started doing
I
that here.
yeah whereas like when I crossed the border to like New York, like the Targets there are like worse than a Walmart almost. Like, not worse, but like, you know what I mean, like cheaper
I
and
know what you're talking about,
messier.
because
Yeah.
even here, like I can go down the street to the Target down there. It's completely different than the one the next town over, because
Yeah.
the one next town owner has been completely revamped. They have an Ulta inside of it. There's, I mean, like groceries and everything, they've been completely redone, and they look like department stores as if they should be in a mall somewhere. So way different. And then the one down the street's just a super Target that's like not anything fancy, but yeah.
Yeah.
Do you see this on camera?
Yeah, what is that?
I burned the shit out of my forehead with my flat iron the other day. Like just
Sorry.
put it right up against my forehead, because you can see the grill lines right there.
Oh my gosh. I
I
didn't notice till you
know.
pointed it out, though.
It freaking hurt. It's all I can see when I'm looking at myself. It hurt. Oh, I just like crisped that skin right up.
You just reminded me of like my friend in high school, and she was cheating on her boyfriend with this like older guy, and he gave her a huge hickey on her neck, and she literally told him it was from her hair straightener, and he believed her. It's like, it's literally like a circle. It looks like a hickey, but
Boys
you
are
know.
dumb. They could think that you're like straightening your hair like this or whatever.
Well, I just feel like people believe what they want to believe, you know? Like back to Vanderpump Rules again, like the Kristen and Jax and Sandoval situation, like it was so obvious it happened, but Sandoval's like, "No, I refuse to believe it." Like, you know, people just believe what they want to.
Yeah, that's true. And especially guys, especially in high school, they don't know how a flat iron works. So that could be a could have been a curling iron, so maybe
But
a
he should
circle
have
that
though,
way.
because this was the like the emo days, and I
Oh,
feel
so
like
he was
this
probably
kid straightened his was straightening his hair too. Like, you know, that was
well
back
then
when like I remember my first boyfriend when I was 14. He had a better hair straightener than I did.
Ooh, do you
Yeah,
remember what it
like
was?
he had like so like the top chi at the time, and I think
Oh.
I had like a knockoff chi, like one of those like Walmart, like you know, the people that like, "Hey, you, let me straighten your hair in the middle of the mall," like those hair straighteners.
I was gonna say, like, when you said chi, that was also like another PTSD moment. Like the chi gold plated flat iron, I can smell my hair right now just thinking about straightening it with that thing. And people loved their chi. They were psycho about their chi. And I'm sorry, I've tried a few of them and I think they're all crap.
Yeah,
I've tried
no.
them back then in high school. I've tried them as an adult, you know, and chi is like one of the worst flat irons out there.
Yeah, they're not that good. It was just back then
Garbage.
the name brand of it, you
Everybody had to
know?
have a chi. Like you
Yeah.
were such a broke loser if you didn't. Because what were they, 50 whole dollars?
I know.
Which is a lot, you know. I watched 1,000 Pound Sisters.
Oh, God. You know what? I watched it last night. Thank you so much for reminding me, because I knew it was coming out soon because I watched the trailer a few weeks ago. But besides that, I would have never known. So thank God I watched it last night. And first thing, Caleb, Tammy's husband, is still like on, like they were filmed with him, and obviously he passed away. Rest in peace. So are we gonna have to like see his death on the show? Like not physically see it, but see the
I don't
fallout of
know.
it? Or do you
I
think
mean,
this was filmed like way before, and at the end they're just gonna say like in memory of or whatever?
I think at the end I think they filmed this like end of last year, beginning of next or beginning of this year or something. I don't think it was that long ago because I remember hearing that they were being filmed and that the new season was going to be coming out. So I'm not sure when, but I think that they're going to show the rocky relationship aspect of him and Tammy with them being separated. And I think that the reason that they ended up breaking up is because he wasn't super motivated to lose the weight necessary to get the trach out and to get to go home. And so I think that that's like why they broke up. So I'm wondering if we're going to watch him kind of like gain more weight, not make an effort. I wonder if we're going to get to see him on the inside and then the girls on the outside.
Right, because it did show the preview, and he's like, "Oh, Tammy being here without me isn't good for my binge eating." And then he's like, "I've been struggling," and it showed him like, you know, the TLC like dirty editing where it's just
That
him like
dirty edit.
stuffing his face with fucking pancakes.
Yeah, I think we're going to get to see a lot of that, and that's going to be messy. And then at the end, I don't think they'll show that far because I feel like that was a little bit after they were filming or something. So I don't know, but I think at the end they are going to say like you're going to get the black screen with the writing and Caleb Willingham the seventh passed away on blah 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 in memory of.
Yeah.
Yeah. I
Okay.
think they're awful together.
Well, like, come on. They were just like, I don't know if trauma bonded is exactly the term I want to use, but they met in this facility that it's like when people meet in like a psych ward or something.
I
It's
know.
like,
I was,
you
yep.
know, yeah, this is not gonna last. It's not good for them. And it's crazy to me
Yeah.
that she's like, my husband, like, I guess technically that's your husband, but
Yeah.
is he really your husband? You've never like lived together or made a life together. You're just in this facility. It's fucked up and weird.
When the show opens on them like laying in their hospital beds
In their
in the same
cots.
room, in their like like emergency room bedding or whatever, and they're both in the same room. I was actually irritated about that because I was, I was like, you know what? No other type of rehab will encourage or enable people to have relationships while there. You're not going to get that for mental health. You're not going to get that for alcoholism, for drug rehab, whatever the hell you're going to rehab for. They will tell you, hell no, that's the worst thing you could do is get into a relationship in a place like this. And there's no difference between Tammy and Caleb. Like they're both in rehab to heal their addiction. And you're not supposed to be with someone in that state of mind.
I'm just going
So,
to take it here for a second. Do
yeah.
you think they've ever had sex?
Yes.
Okay, there's
But
no way
how,
that guy
right?
can get it up.
No, you're right. Because if
Or
there's
even
like,
see his dick. Like,
right.
not trying to be rude, but come on.
No, you're right. Because, and also like logistically, okay, you've got like two very large people. It's one thing if you have like one very large person and another one that can kind of like a maneuver as needed, like my robot. But in this situation, you have two people who are immobile practically. And they're both larger, so how does it get there? That's gonna be a clip on
Oh
Instagram.
my
How do they
God.
get there?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think it's physically possible for them to. But like, what do I know?
I know.
I've never made love to a morbidly obese guy before. I'll just say that. Here's another thing that pissed me off about the rehab facility. Why
Yeah.
is Tammy using a reaching stick? Like, it totally reminded me of that episode of The Simpsons where Homer like gains all the weight on purpose so he doesn't have
Yeah.
to go to work and he like has the reaching stick. What, like, aren't you trying to like lose weight and be like
No.
this normal person functioning in society? The bitch can't
Nope.
even get up to get a bag off the counter. She has to fucking use a reaching stick. Come
Well,
on.
and as soon as she is in control of herself, like they were saying in the trailer for the next episode, that Chris was worried about her having more independence because then she can go out and get food or she can actually get off her ass and get in a car and drive and go pick something up. And so in my opinion, she's going to start gaining weight very quickly. She might be good for like a couple weeks, but then I think they're going to really catch her eating bad and be and going back to bad habits. And then I think that when Caleb dies, she's going to use the grief as an excuse to continue gaining. So
Yeah.
that's my prediction. That's dark shit. I don't know if I want to continue watching this show, honestly.
Oh, come on.
I wish there was a pillow talk version. That would be my preference.
Like with them, like the cast of this show, or with like a
No.
different people watching this.
Who do you think would be good for that pillow talk? Like, what other YouTube personalities?
I don't know, but I'm sure you can. I'm sure someone out there has like made a channel like reacting to Thousand Pound
Oh.
Sisters, probably. Do you think Tammy even can drive? I bet the bitch doesn't even have a driver's license.
No, I don't think she does. I think that she
Because this was her first
has.
time sitting in a car seat, so there's no way that she could have fit between the steering wheel.
No. That was so disturbing to me. Like, disturbing to me. She's so excited that she gets to sit in an actual seat in the car instead of on the floor with all the seats laid down. And everyone is like cheering and excited for her because she's sitting in a seat in a car. And there were several times throughout this episode where I just felt like, I don't know if I can watch this because it's really frustrating to me that so much time and money and resources and sacrifice of people's lives have gone into caring for Tammy. And now that she's decided not to kill herself and bring everybody into her whirlwind of a life, and she's getting her shit together, now we're celebrating the fact that she's sitting in a car. I don't know. It's, how did you feel? Did you laugh? Were you mad? I felt frustrated about it.
I mean, I laughed at the flashback of her like lying against the scene. I was like, of course they're going to show that clip.
That was a good one. Yeah.
But yeah, I agree with you. It's like, okay, are we supposed to be proud of her? It's like, yeah, I guess it's good. But I was more focused on the fact that Amanda's getting a second surgery. What do you think of like people getting second surgeries? Because she's getting a second one, or trying to at least this season.
Yeah.
And also in 1,000-Pound Best Friends, Ashley had previously had the surgery and then she was working towards getting another one. Like,
yeah.
What do you think of that?
So the thing is that typically when you become morbidly obese, that means you are an addict. You're a food addict. You're doing whatever an addict would do when they get to that broke down point. So if you don't do your therapy, you don't go to a psychiatrist, whatever you need to do, if you don't work on that addiction every single day, like everyone else with every other addiction, you will end up giving back in to those old habits and regaining. And I can say this from experience because I've gained 35 pounds in 3.5 years, which actually isn't terrible considering the fact that I was down like 85 pounds. I'm still down 50. But it happens a lot. And that's with me making an effort and like trying to eat healthy foods for most meals and exercising. But some people will just go right back to those old habits and they'll regain weight. So actually a revision surgery is not that, it's pretty common when people have to have like a gastric bypass or sleeve surgery. And I remember hearing about it and I was like, oh, how could you ever allow yourself to get big again after you lost so much weight? And then I'm like, all right, well, I'm going to shut up now because I would do a revision, I think.
Dude, they say the long-term success rate is less than 5%.
Yeah.
That's fucked up. That's crazy.
Yeah, I know. It is crazy. Actually, I really want to go to, I want to get some phenermine or something. Is it phenermine? Yeah.
What the hell is that?
Oh, it's just diet. It's weight loss pill. It's basically meth or whatever.
Oh, okay. I remember like in my very 20s when I still lived at home, the nail salon I went to, there would constantly be people coming in and like asking for these pills. And the owner of the nail salon would like give them these pills. And, you know, and I never got them, but I would sit there and get my nails done and just like eavesdrop. And she would tell them about like, you know, people who have lost so much weight and whatever. And I'm like, looking back, I'm like, that was sketchy.
That's
was like
shady.
Selling some illegal shit out of a nail salon, but.
Yeah, it was probably like phenermine or it used to be something else. Fen-phen. Do you remember hearing about Fen-phen in like the late 90s, early 2000s?
No.
Oh, it's just these like sketchy diet pills. But they actually outlawed that. And then they came back with a different version, which is phenermine. And so it's basically kind of like a pill version of Ozempic, I would assume.
Jesus.
I know. So I thought I might go to the doctor and see if I can get a prescription for that just to like help me get back on track. And then hopefully I don't have to have a revision.
I think you need a revision, honestly. And I look at Amanda as well on the show and I don't think she needs one either. Like I look at her and I don't think she's like fat or anything. She's just got like huge tits.
She's
like if
big.
She just if she just like worked out a little bit, she could look really good, I feel. It's I don't know. I don't think she needs it. She's not as big as like Ashley on 1,000 Pound Sisters. Like she got, when they showed what she looked like after her surgery, like she gained a lot of weight. Like I would understand for her, but I personally don't think Amanda needs it. I also don't think Misty needs it either. But you know what? Maybe they just look smaller compared to Amy and Tammy.
I think so, because, and I think that Amanda is tall too. I think she's like almost 6 feet tall or something. So I would guess her at least 300 pounds. So.
I don't know. I don't look at her and think like, oh my God, that's a huge woman.
I think I was thinking of that when, like, I don't know why they do this to these people during their like one-on-one or their couch interviews. The angle, especially for 1,000 Pound Sisters, it's like they want to get up and under their fupa to film.
Yeah, they're trying to make it more dramatic for the show.
It's so awful, because then you just see like them woman spreading, and
the show's about them being fat, to be fair.
I know, but honestly, it gets to a point where it's just kind of rude. Like, I don't know, we are talking about TLC. These are the people that pay extra for the fat people to shower during their first scene.
Yeah, exactly.
On
oh
screen.
God, by the way, when Chris came out, like, oh God, I don't need to see that. I'm sorry.
What was it? See what?
They just showed him come out with his shirt off and all of his like loose skin hanging down. It was just like, oh, come on, guys. Like, I get it.
It's loose skin and not full.
Oh, God. I don't need to see that.
Yeah, they actually, they mentioned in the episode that if, is it Missy or Misty?
Misty, I think, with a T.
Okay.
Misty.
If Misty and Amanda have their surgeries, that will be everyone in their family has had a weight loss surgery.
Yeah, all the siblings.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
I know.
Yeah. So I don't know. I didn't find as much joy in this episode as I have in past seasons. And I don't know if I'm going to keep watching. But actually, I don't know. That trailer for the next episode looked pretty good.
I'm going to keep watching for sure, because I want to see everything go down with Michael.
That's true. Yeah.
I caught up with the tabloids when that was happening. And yeah, I remember when that happened, because a huge physical fight happened and they had to like cut filming for the day or something, because it was like so crazy. Yeah. Obviously they're divorced now, and I just love like this editing of like that kid Gage just like running around being a monster, and then it just cuts to Michael like zoning out into space. But here's the thing. Obviously, I feel horrible for Amy, because Michael seemed like such a good partner to her until they had kids.
Until
and I
they
feel
had
like
kids.
That happens to a lot of women. I feel like they are in these like great relationships, and then like the man cannot handle, either it's like a jealousy thing because the woman is like now tending to the baby instead of their man, or it's like the man just like, you know, is stressed out too and just checks out and doesn't know what to do. I don't know. So I do feel bad for Amy, but then another part of me is kind of like, well, Michael did put in his work with Tammy. Like, he was pushing that bitch around
that
left,
too.
Right, and center. So he's probably like, I ain't doing shit now. You know what I mean?
I was thinking that too. I was like, God, he's done so much for Tammy. I wouldn't expect that he would have been like checked out of his responsibilities for his kids. That's very strange to me, because it's not someone that has always been sitting on the sideline doing nothing.
Like, I can't picture what their conversations leading up to having children were like. Like, I don't think they actually talked about who was going to have what responsibility and what it was going to be like. It was probably more like, hey, we love the Pet Sematary movie, so let's name our kid Gage. You know what I mean? Like, I feel so maybe he's just like minded man that he just thinks that the woman should do everything, and that if a man gets involved, they're like interfering on a woman's job, which I defend obviously, but like he's not all there. I'll just say that.
No, of course not. No, but the way he cared for Tammy would basically be the same thing that he would need to do for his own kids, and he doesn't do that. So that's what's weird to me. I think this was definitely a situation where Amy really wanted a baby, and Michael was just like, okay, fine. But I don't think that he doesn't seem like the type that has like dreamt of having, you know, his bloodline move forward in his own son. Like,
Right.
no.
He married her and he's like, well, that's
All
my
right,
wife. That's what you
whatever.
do to them. And he didn't actually think about what it was going to be like or anything.
Yeah.
And I don't think she did either, to be fair.
No. And then on the other side of things, to like, you know, give some credit to men sometimes, women have a big issue statistically with kind of abandoning their husband when they become a mother because they abandon everything. They don't do the things they like anymore. They don't see their friends. They're just so wrapped up in having and raising this baby. And so a lot of the time, all intimacy in the relationship can go, whether that's sitting down at the end of the day and talking about your day or actually having sex. I think that women sometimes become so focused on our children that we leave nothing for our partner. But then again, if the partner was doing his job, you know, you got a good split, 50, 50, 40, 60, whatever, maybe she would have more energy to give to him if she wasn't doing everything. So
Yeah, it's
an
man,
age-old problem.
it's definitely not a situation that I would ever want to be in. Like, I do not envy her. And I actually felt bad for her when Amanda made that joke and she started crying
Oh, that
because
was
it's like
so mean.
they do always joke about her eyes, like we've seen it in previous seasons. So I can totally understand Amanda's side being like, what the fuck? I've said this to you like a
Yeah,
million
I've
times
said
before. It's
stuff
never an
before.
issue. But at the same time, like, I'm a very sensitive person. And when you have something else like on the back of your mind and someone says something that hits a nerve and it's just in the wrong moment, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I probably would have cried too. I felt bad for her. But then when she
I
was like
did.
yelling at her, I was like, stop screaming in the baby's ear. It like reminded me of Janelle on Teen Mom when she would
Oh.
like hold Jace and yell at Barbara. Like, the poor baby. Like, put the baby
I
down before
know.
you're going to yell at someone,
The baby
please.
deer. Yeah. I When you said she was, did Janelle hold Chase like a football?
No, she held him like, you know, with one arm, like how
Oh, I
Amy was
see.
holding her baby, just like, you know.
Okay.
I feel like moms like pick up their kids and don't even think
Oh,
about it, you
yeah.
know,
Because we
like,
just set them on our hip and it's like a built-in seat. That's why we all
yeah,
have bad
exactly.
backs.
Whereas like if I were to hold a baby, I hold it like literally like out in front of me with two hands. Like Rachel
It?
on Friends. Just hold him like
Yes.
you'd hold a football. This is how I'd hold a football.
Oh, so they released I almost said Michael McConaughey.
Matthew McConaughey?
No, Matthew from Friends.
Oh,
Perry.
Matthew Perry.
Perry. They released his autopsy stuff.
Yeah, his official cause of death.
And it was.
Ketamine.
And you said that that's what he said in his book, too.
I didn't finish his audiobook
Okay.
because, you know, I'm not, and I should go back and like listen to the full thing. I probably
It's
got
even
about
more
halfway
sad
through.
now.
No, I
Yeah.
know, but so I started listening to it like right when it came out, and I felt like he was coming off kind of like pretentious, and it was like a turn off for me, and I just like didn't feel like listening to it. But obviously now it I'm would be listening to it through like different ears, you know.
Yeah, it's a different situation. Ketamine. How do you even
Okay,
do
so
ketamine? Is that a pill?
this is from like his treatments though, right? Like, isn't that what the article said? Like, he was doing ketamine therapy,
Yes.
and that's what Tyler from Teen Mom has been doing like this entire past season. They've showed him do his ketamine sections, and they just like
I'm
inject it
so
in
confused.
him,
I was going
and
to say,
like,
do they inject it? Okay.
yeah, and then he just like sits there with like his therapist and like has his eyes closed, and his therapist will be like, go back to being a 10-year-old boy, and
Oh
he'll
my
like break down
gosh.
crying, and he talks so positively about it, like he'll be like, I love doing that, I feel so much better, and it's like, whatever works works, but I don't know if I want to be like tripping out while I'm thinking about like my childhood trauma, you know?
It's crazy to think that there is such a therapy that's like drug-induced trauma therapy.
I know.
That creeps me out. I want to go on one of those ayahuasca things, though. Go be a hippie out in the desert.
Would you be able to do the preparation for it, though? Because the
What's the preparation?
You have to talk to friggin' Colin because he did it. But you can't eat, like, you can't have, like, any salt, any sugar, or anything.
Right, I'm out.
I don't know if it's for, like, 2 weeks before, like, a whole month before. Like, you can pretty much eat just, like, plain chicken and, like, drink water. Like, you can't have anything. You lose, like, so much weight before you go, obviously, because of what your diet has to be.
Yeah.
And then they like give you this stuff that you have to drink before you take it, and it just makes you puke or shit, and you just puke for like hours and hours and hours and get like everything out of you.
Why? Like, so you're not like puking when you're out there? Do they eat it all?
I mean, I think you have to do it on like, I think it's all like an empty stomach. I don't know. You'd have to talk to him. But I want to do it too, but that's the thing. I don't know if I could handle it, if I'm being 100% honest, because I've seen videos. And I remember on one of Chelsea Handler's shows, she goes and does ayahuasca and they show it. And like the one chick who she was with was just like crying and freaking out about like how much she loves her kids. And it was just so fucked up. I don't know. I don't think I could handle it, honestly. I get freaked out if like I take too much edibles, you know? So.
Yeah, I wonder if I have too much trauma in my past to do something like that.
But then
that
other
kind of
people
scares
say
me.
it's super healing. Like you go through the crying and the freaking out and the bad trip, but then you like come out feeling so relieved and like a brand new person. Like everyone has a different experience with it.
Yeah. I would worry about not knowing how my body would react. And having another traumatic experience while trying to let go of my traumatic experiences.
Yeah. And then
You look
you're
like
just
Lana
like,
Del Rey today.
thank you.
Of course. Love her.
And then here's the other thing too. You're tripping out and you're like with all these strangers.
Who
you're
knows
with
who
like
you could
Joe from Connecticut or something. You know what I mean? It's weird.
You're like bearing your soul about the
Yeah.
darkest times in your life.
It's a strange connection to have with strangers, I guess.
Yeah. Yes. I have a couple of random things that I wanted to talk to you about.
Okay.
Let's see here. Took a couple screenshots of something funny that I saw on Facebook. Okay. So there's this video. There's this guy on Facebook. He's in Instagram, TikTok, and everything. His name's Jaren Myers. And I think that he went viral the first time by making like a Chick-fil-A rap or something, like a
Okay.
thing about Chick-fil-A. And so that was several years ago. And he was telling this story about, and he has like millions of followers now. So he's like, hey, the story he told was not that funny. He just basically was like, oh, I have this rental car. I'm out of town. I leave out of the store and I see this guy trying to get into my car, my rental car. And so I confront him and I'm like, hey, that's my car. What, can I help you? And the other guy's like, can I help you? And apparently his two kids were in the back seat and he was at the wrong car, right? So not that funny. But I found a couple of other funny stories in response. So this one says, Once upon a time, I walked into my house super late at night and all my furniture was moved around. My roommates had had a few friends over earlier, so I felt this annoyance bubble up inside of me that they literally rearranged everything while I was out. I start heading upstairs to my room and this girl I've never seen before shows up in the stairwell holding an MFing bat in her pajamas looking wild. I yelled, "Who are you? What do you think you're doing?" And she repeated the same thing back. And we went on.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Her hair... We went on hanging out. Sorry, the wall in the stairwell was a picture of the wild-looking girl with all her hair all nice, smiling, and posing with another person. That's when I realized that I was literally in the wrong apartment, and I had just scared this girl shitless, and that's why she looked insane. I honestly don't even know what I said, so I just left. I don't know how this happens so often. Is this like all college kids that are drunk? And they're just going to the wrong dorm or the wrong apartment.
It's never happened to me. So I'm the wrong one to ask. No. My biggest fear, though, every time I go to a hotel, because I saw a TikTok of this, is the hotel accidentally putting someone in your room and you're like in there doing God knows what. And someone like a random just walks in. I think of that every time.
Terrifying. Yeah, I think about that all the time, too. This other person just said something else funny. Like, years ago, I went to church and I was tired as a kid, so I got in the car ready to go before everyone came out of service. I fell asleep in the back seat, and a couple hours later, I woke up drenched in sweat in front of this old house, confused as hell. I waited and waited and waited, didn't see my dad. I decided to knock on the door because I had to pee, and an older lady opened and I told her what happened. She never noticed me in the back seat. That's like, that could be the beginning of a horror movie.
Jesus Christ.
I don't know. I don't know how it happens all the time, but apparently it does. People getting in the wrong cars, going to the wrong house. I don't know. And then also I saw this and was going to tag you on this Page Six article that, so here's the clickbait. Mike the Situation Sorrentino believes there were multiple ahem situations in the bedroom with castmates Vinny Guadagnino and Paulie D. Delvecchio during the early days of their Jersey Shore fame. So, I mean, the way that they word that makes you think, oh, that sounds like they were fucking. No, this is just like Justine always said.
This is real, but he means that they used to have like threesomes with like fans all the time. So yeah. He wrote about it in his book.
And when you go to the link, it explains all of that on Page Six. But the way that they word it, saying that he believes there were multiple situations in the bedroom with his castmates, that's the way it sounds like they're fucking. Just the three of them.
I mean, they had to have crossed swords at some point, right? Like,
yeah, and I'm sure they didn't give a shit, any of them. But,
a few
you know,
seasons ago on Family Vacation, Mike and Vinny were talking about that. They like Eiffel Towered a girl, like a fan of the show.
Yeah, I remember
show.
Hearing about that one. Yeah. But see, they must have ironclad NDAs because I never hear stories from any of the girls that hooked up with them. Am I not in the right Reddit or something? Is that?
Yeah, no, none of the girls really like come out and talk about it.
They've got to have an amazing like NDA that they make them sign.
I don't know. I think a lot of them have just probably moved on and they're grown up and they have their own family and kids now. And, you know, like that's like Paula, for example. Like she was a huge part of the show and now she just doesn't give a shit. She like lives on a farm with her husband and her kids and she's like, I'm a mom now. I'm not trying to go back to when I was fucking the situation, you know? So I think it's more like, because that's like Miami Girl on back to Vanderpump, but that's
it
like
always
her
comes
too.
Back
like
to Vanderpump.
That bitch could have, when Scandoval happened, that bitch could have been doing podcasts, making so much money, And same thing with her. She's like, I moved on. Like, I 5 years ago, like, what do I care now, you know?
No, I think so. I was thinking more at the height of like MySpace and Facebook coming in when Jersey Shore was the biggest that it was. If they were having sex with all these chicks, they had to have had, after the first season, like a fantastic NDA for each of those girls that was here. Or maybe it's even part of MTV's NDA that you're not allowed to go and do interviews and stuff about the show. I'm not sure. But I feel like when all this was actively happening, if there were stories that could be told, I think that people would have been telling them back then. Because that, again, was the height of celebrity gossip magazines that you could sell information for $1 million because it was so hot back then. MySpace, Facebook, and all of that. So I think if they could tell the story, they totally. I mean, if you banged Vinny in 20.
Hey, Vinny. I was a Mike girl. I would have gone for Mike.
Oh, well, I assumed that Vinny was your favorite since you want to go see him in Vegas.
Vinny's my favorite on the new show, but like the
Okay.
original show, I liked Mike.
So if you banged Mike back at like height of Jersey Shore, height of social media and celebrity news and gossip, tell me you wouldn't have sold that story to the highest bidder.
I
Unless you had an NDA and you couldn't.
back then I wouldn't have, because I wouldn't have like known what that was back then. That
Oh.
wasn't like getting clout or whatever, like wasn't on
Yeah.
my mind back then, because that was before like Instagram and shit like that, you know? Like MySpace
Yeah.
was a thing. You're right. MySpace was kind of dead and Facebook was a thing, but that was when Facebook was like, LOL, going to the movies with my friends as your
Yeah.
status, you know?
And
I
you
would have
had to
just
be a college student to even sign up for your account.
I would have just told everyone. Like, I just would have talked
And
about it
then
all
they
the
would have
time with my
sold it for
friends.
you. One of your friends would have sold the story instead.
Just would have like bragged about that shit all the time.
Yeah, so you would have heard about it.
I would have had a completely different podcast, that's for sure.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Yeah, you pregnant with Mike, with those big-headed situation babies.
Definitely not. Okay, before we wrap up here, did you watch the Vanderpump Rules trailer?
No, I think I
Oh
started to
my
watch it and
God.
then I was at work. I had to turn it off and then I forgot about it. They're saying what, March or January?
January.
Okay.
End of
I think
January.
last year, this year was March, I think.
And Raquel slash Rachel, her podcast is coming out in the same month. So it's like
Yep.
she knows what she's doing with that, obviously.
Yeah.
It's interesting because a lot of people are saying that, like, even Ariana was like, I think a lot of people aren't going to like me this season and they're going to be on Tom's side. So I'm excited. I guess you're not as excited as me, though. I was going to see if you wanted to talk about it every week.
Yeah, I'll absolutely talk about it when it comes back on. Do you think that Rachel's podcast is going to be any good?
I mean, do I think she has the chops to like carry a podcast on her own like Sheena or Lala does so well? No, I don't.
She doesn't have a personality.
But I'm interested to hear her side of the story because she is, you know, gonna be talking about her full side of the story, things she's never read before, and Tom seems really upset about it. So I'm obviously gonna listen, you know. And on Beyond the Blinds, they did their like pop culture predictions, and Kelly predicted that Ariana is gonna go on Raquel's podcast and have it be like
Whoa.
us women against. And I can see that happening for sure.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I think Ariana is a little too hard-headed to do that. Like,
I think if
I don't think
Ariana was going to
Ariana
do
will get
her own
over it.
podcast, that'd be a good way to announce it.
Ariana had her own podcast years ago and she never followed through with it. Same with Katie
Oh.
Maloney. They started theirs and they just didn't continue doing them.
I just feel like all of these reality TV celebrities, all they do is talk about when they were on reality TV, which is cool, but there's got to be more to your podcast than that.
Yeah.
And everybody thinks they can have a podcast. It's insane because actually, in the group chat, you guys were talking about Love After Lockup. And I was like, oh, my first guest or my very first episode of RBF was with the girl in that season. So it's Jonna DeGriglia from Love After Lockup from the first season. She was my first guest. And it was crazy audio. I re-listened to it the other day, but I looked on the date of it and it was like 2018 was my first episode. I recorded it in the closet in my apartment.
That's crazy.
2018.
The closet studio.
Yes, your standard closet studio. How many years have you been doing Shore Store? It's been at least like three, right?
Since 2020, I started it like
Okay.
September 2020, I think.
Oh, you waited that long during COVID? You're like, I guess this isn't going anywhere anytime soon.
I think that's when I
Maybe I'll start a
started it.
podcast. It's so funny because like our group chat, we've been friends for probably the last few years already. And I don't remember where I was going with that.
Okay, well, we're gonna head off to Patreon to talk about more
Barry
Ashmore.
Fox.
I'm so fucking excited. I'm so excited.
It was everything I thought it was going to be
And
and
then
more.
after we're done our more Ashmore, are we gonna do our sexy Sawa? Because
Yes.
I rewatched
Well,
Idle Hands this week. I got
okay.
super stoned and watched it, and I was like, oh my God, I need to talk about this movie with Julie. So
Yeah, but then I thought we were gonna watch Quiet Place. Maybe we don't have to do a whole month. We
Quiet
could just do like,
Place.
no, Quiet. Is it
The
Quiet?
Quiet.
The Quiet.
Yeah, we can watch The Quiet. I ain't watching The Quiet Place, though. I think I was the only person who didn't like that fucking movie.
The second one was better, surprisingly.
Everyone says that, and
It is.
I
It's
never
better.
watched it. Maybe I'll watch it
Yeah.
one day.
Yeah. It's good. Yeah. I'm so fucking high. I did not mean to do this. I'm sorry.
That's
I
okay.
literally ate a third of an edible. A third. And it's like a little apple ring.
Hey, it happens to the best of
But I was
us.
in so much pain that I was like, I just feel like I'm gonna be so miserable.
That's okay, guys. If you want to hear our continuation of this conversation and us talk about the icon of Canada, Terry Fox, go over to our Patreon. The links, everything will be in the show notes. Follow us on Instagram, Resting Bitch Pod. Follow me at Shore Store Pod and more Ashmore month.
Yeah.
Bye.
That I'm